Today is really a special day for me because the news that you know before, a big shock in the college when our teacher of church history, Nos Heiman, died this morning. And suddenly it was a flu and was something that anyone expect. And then in this minute, we received the news this evening, just a few hours ago, then it's going to be difficult for me, but we're going to meditate in this chapter, in this portion of the scriptures, and we're going to open our Bibles in Mark, in this chapter, Mark 10, and we're going to do our meditation in, and we're going to read this in the verse 48 again, of Mark chapter 10. And many charged him, and he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Amen. I remember really well when I say these words, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me." I remember really well my old life, my sins, my intentions to find happiness. I was blind, with no direction. I remember really well that for some weeks the weight of my sin was heavier. I was trying to escape from my sins, but I couldn't. I remember how I bowed my knees beside my bed and I cried. Finally, I remember really well how these tears of sadness because of my sins were transformed into tears of joy because the Lord showed mercy on me. And what about you? Have you this experience in your life? Do you remember this day in your life when the Lord had mercy on you? This is what this text is speaking. It's speaking about salvation. No one can know what it is to be a blind if he never has been. The idea of to be blind is really sad. A blind man can't see the blue sky, the beautiful stars, and the flowers. A blind person can't see the mountains, the light, the smiles of their loved ones. The blind Bartimaeus never see these things. But one day, by the power of God in Christ, by faith, he could see all. Apart from everything, he could see the best thing, our Lord Jesus Christ. Can't you imagine what it would be for Bartimaeus when he looked face to face in the eyes of the Lord? The saddest man ever turned out to be the happiest man ever. Bartimaeus could see the glory of God when others had not seen nothing in Christ. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." The Bible describes the blind as those that don't have the Lord. The Bible itself is called the light. When we see in the Old Testament, we can feel sometimes that all is in darkness. But every prophet is like a candlestick in a dark room that gives every time more, more, and more light. So we see Christ. All people need to say this sentence. Christians and no Christians. Son of David, have mercy on me. Because it's only Christ that gives mercy. We're going to see three main points in our meditation. First, All men are blind. Second, all men need mercy. And third, Jesus is the mercy that all men need. Then first, all men are blind. Our story takes place in the spring, just days before Passover, as Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho. Jericho was situated about 80 miles north of Jerusalem. For the Lord, it was the last time of calm before his stormy final week in Jerusalem. It is clear that Mark gives us the name of this blind man, Bartimaeus, for some reason. Bar means son of. We have other examples in the scriptures. But why did Mark put this narration in the gospel? From verse 35, you can see, we can read the discussion with his disciples after James and John request that the Lord allow them to sit on his right and left in his glory. The disciples wanted authority and power. The Lord teaches them that the greatest in the kingdom of God are servants. Bartimaeus was blind, a beggar by the road. He was the lowest of the low in terms of his stage in life, in terms of public exaltation and status. Bartimaeus was blind, but he knew. We don't really know how, but he knew that the Messiah will come out of the family of David. In 2 Samuel 7, fulfills the prophecy that Saul of David will be king, leader, and leader of Israel. And how very different was the request of Bartimaeus from the request of John and James. The disciples ask for position, power, and authority, whereas Bartimaeus asks for mercy, with no suggestion that he deserved Jesus' help. The Bible tells us that John and James were real Christians. As Christians, sometimes we forgot, like John and James, the important lessons. By the grace of the Lord, we believe in Him, we made ourselves a member of a congregation, of a church, and maybe we help in the church in different ways. And all that is good. But we need to come back continually to this moment in our lives when we were blind, when we asked for mercy, when we didn't receive. We deserve nothing. When we have present this mercy that the Lord has with us in our lives, everything changes. The way that we serve the Lord changes. Jesus stopped and called him. The Lord knew what the moment of redemption was for Bartimaeus. In theological terms, we can rest in that wonderful thing. The Lord knows the day of redemption of every one of his children. Other theological lesson we can see in the answer of Bartimaeus in verse 51. Rabbi, let me recover my sight. Bartimaeus used the word Rabboni, no Rabbi. And our King James Version translates really, really well. We see again and again in the Gospels that when people spoke to Jesus, they called him teacher or rabbi. But Bartimaeus called him Rabboni. And Rabboni means far more than professor or teacher. That was a confession of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was saying to Jesus, my Lord and my Master, let me see. And that is why King James Version is translated Lord. Is that was the idea. Jesus asked Bartimaeus in verse 51 the same question that Jesus asked his disciples in verse 36. What do you want me to do for you? The Lord was teaching that to be a servant is to serve the master. Bartimaeus wasn't asking for status, for glory, even if he wasn't asking to be delivered from his poverty. Bartimaeus knew he needed mercy. He needed mercy. In those times, to be blind will be worse than to be blind today. Today, there are a lot of things that the blind can do, even they can read, like reading and other things. But for Bartimaeus in those times, we can think that his life was very difficult. Probably he would have had someone to help him all the time. The Bible describes that all men that are in their sins are blind. Today, the spiritual condition for millions of people is terrible. Some are trying to put their confidence in their works, in their properties. The evil one lied to them in a lot of ways. There are millions today that are lost, and they don't even know that they are lost. A minister before his coming had this dream. He said that he was dreaming there was two cliffs. And both cliffs were separate. And between the cliffs there was a big space. And he was alone on the top of one cliff. And at the other, thousands of people were talking and walking until they fell. And he was shouting to them, "Stop, stop, there is a cliff, you're going to fall." But they didn't listen. They were too busy in their own world until they fell because they were in a spiritual blindness. And that is the conditions for millions of people. They are living their own lives. And every day is a step closer to hell. The second point is all men need mercy. The crowd didn't have mercy on Bartimaeus. They told him to be quiet. They were saying with his words, "You are not worthy of mercy." In the Bible we find different types of mercy. Acts of mercy, for example, the first. At the simple level, mercy is favor shown to the needy. Feeling mercy? Mercy involves the feeling of compassion toward someone who is suffering. Also, the mercy of a relationship. Especially in the Old Testament, one of the words for mercy in original Hebrew means loving kindness, mercy, steadfast, and faithfulness. God exercised this mercy in terms of his covenant with Israel. God keeps his promise to be faithful to his people. Even when we violate our relationship, he maintains it. And the mercy of forgiveness. This supreme form of mercy is closely related to the last. God maintains his relationship with us by loving us and saving us despite our sin. The mercy of God for us removes the sin that alienates us from him. We see in our text that the crow followed Jesus. All men need Jesus, because he is the only who can offer mercy. Hugson Taylor, first missionary in China, said that one time he was preaching the gospel, and when he finished The Chadish principal elder stood up and said, "A lot of years I was looking for the truth, like my father, and found no rest. I travel a lot and I read a lot of books from Confucius, Buddha, Taoist, etc. And I never was capable to find rest. But today, I feel that finally my spirit can rest. From tonight, I am a follower of Jesus Christ." After these words, the Chinese man looked at Hudson Taylor and asked him, "How many years have you known the good news in England?" "Hundreds of years," said Hudson Taylor. How it is possible that you knew the Lord all these years and you didn't come before?" "How many years have the covenanters known the truth? How many years do we know the truth? How many millions of lives in other countries are with no hope? In Spain, probably I have to speak you about Spain because I am Spanish. We are about 1,000 people, reformed people there. About 300 Presbyterians and Paulo Baptists. No more of 10 people. 10 people, no more of 10 people believe in the exclusive ceremony. In a country of 40 million souls. We will not preach Christ. I don't want to say that these doctrines are not important. Of course that they are. But the starting point must be Christ. We can teach these people to tell Presbyterians or whatever doctrine that we think that they are not saved, that we don't teach them that the Holy Spirit don't come to them. Remember, our Lord was sitting, eating with sinners, and the Pharisees condemned him. But the Lord saw that they were lost. We need to preach them because they are blind. They need the mercy of Christ like us, like you, like me. If you come to me in Romans 10, verse 14, we read, "How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" In 2 Kings 7, we have the story of the four lepers. They went to the camp of the Syrians, and they found a camp empty. And they started to carry everything. But they say in verse 9 of 2 Kings 7, then they say to one another, "We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news. If we are silent and wait until the morning light, punishment will overtake us. Now therefore come, let us go and tell the king's household." It is possible that we are doing the same thing of these four lepers. The second point focuses in that all men need mercy. And that means that you must preach to those that live around you that don't have Christ. Because remember, all the family, friends, the truth is the gospel. If they don't have Christ, they will pass all the eternity in hell. All men need mercy. The third point is, Jesus is the mercy that all men need. We see here the relationship between Christ and Bartimaeus. When Bartimaeus knew that Christ called him He threw off his cloak. That is the only thing that he had. And he was a blind beggar. That probably was the only thing that warmed him in the nights. But for him, that was nothing. He was happy. And that is exactly what happened when a man knows that he needs Christ. The rest of the things are not of any value. We read in Psalm 146, verse 8, "The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous." God alone gives sight to the blind. And it's important to think in that, because never any prophet in the Old Testament healed the blind. But Jesus did this. Jesus felt the agony of Bartimaeus. He told him in verse 51, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received sight. Mark always tried to show us the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The word "immediately" appears 40 times in Mark. When a man receives mercy from the Lord, that is immediately, in a blink of an eye, is something sure, and is something forever. You can't lose your salvation, because your salvation doesn't depend on your own strength. Depends of the Lord. Depends of His mercy. This miracle of the Lord demonstrates mercy in all of its forms that we were talking before. First, He acts in mercy, restoring His sight. Second, the Lord felt mercy and affection for Bartimaeus. Third, the Lord entered a relationship with Bartimaeus. And days after, the Lord entered in Jerusalem, where He will offer His life for him, so He could grant him the mercy of forgiveness. Jesus offered Bartimaeus what only God could offer. The theological point here again is shown that Christ is God. The question 11 of the Confession of Faith of Westminster is asking if the Son and the Holy Spirit are God. And the answer is the scriptures manifest that the Son and the Holy Ghost are God, equal with the Father, ascribing unto them such names, attributes, work, and worship as are proper to God only. And this is what the Lord Jesus did here and in all His life. In this relationship between Bartimaeus and the Lord, the blind man didn't offer nothing in return to the Lord. And sometimes some people that come to the church have a misunderstanding about what is to be a Christian. They think, "I come to the church and God will bless me. I am a good person and God save me." But what can we offer to Christ? Bartimaeus followed the Lord on the road because he was joyful. He didn't need anything else. For Bartimaeus, following Jesus wasn't an obligation. It first was a necessity. And the question for you this evening is, can you feel this necessity in your life? Bartimaeus was delivered by his faith in Jesus, the Son of David. He was saved by the power of Christ alone, after he received him by faith alone. Finally, The narration of Bartimaeus teaches us some things. First, that all men are blind. We are born in sin because of the fall, and we are separated from Him. Second, all men need mercy. We see our lives. We see that we don't deserve anything, and we need mercy to have a relationship with God. And the third is that only Christ can offer this mercy. The story of Bartimaeus is the story of every Christian. It's our own story. When we were blind in our sins, we needed mercy to be close to God. And Christ came for us in a moment of our lives. And He gave us mercy and hope in Him. Maybe you are tired, you're going your own way. This story still happens every day for those that have been chosen. Christ is living. He is powerful. He is changing people. He gives them a spiritual sight to those that are in spiritual blindness. Do you want to see? Do you want to repent of your sins by the mercy of God? Christ, through His word, is passing in the road of your life today. Come on, follow Him, and cry to Him, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Amen.